White Cherokee, thanks for your help. Appreciate that. Right downwind for runway 27. And if you can make your right base turn, abeam the numbers. Right base turn, abeam the numbers. You got a white Cessna south of gravel pits. White Cessna, rock your wings for me. White Cessna, perfect. I see that. Continue on that downwind. It's going to be runway 27 and green down. I'll have your base turn for you shortly. White Cherokee again on mist. I really appreciate it. Right base turn now would be fantastic. Point for the orange dot, clear to land on the green dot. Is there 2 Bravo Kilo? 2 Bravo Kilo on my frequency right now, if so, answer. White Cessna approaching the orange dot now. Right base turn, abeam the orange, or pardon me, abeam the numbers. Point for the orange dot, you're clear to land on the green dot. We got a White Cherokee about midfield now. Rock your wings. A White Cherokee approaching on the downwind. Rock your wings for me, please. Thank you, sir. White Cherokee, I see your rock. You're following a Cessna. That's about ready to turn final. Turn your right base turn now. You're clear to land beyond the orange dot. Orange dot. After landing on the runway, we need you to exit right. Right as quickly as we can over into the soft surface area. Follow flagman to the parking area. Thanks for joining us, Sim Venture. All aircraft inbound over the railroad tracks. Welcome, Sim Venture. Altimeter's 2992, runway 27 in use. Runway 27 in the NOTAMs. Directly over those railroad tracks, 1,800 feet, 90 knots all the way to the gravel pits. Right downwind at the gravel pits to runway 27. We'll call you out by color and type at that point with your landing instruction. Right turn off into the surface, soft surface area. Right turn in the surface area. Follow the flagman to park. Thanks for joining us at Sim Venture. Great work on those turns off in the surface area. Guys, appreciate that a ton. Right turn F in the surface. Follow the flagman into the parking. Enjoy Sim Venture. Got a white Cessna. Made an early turn all the way to those gravel pits. If you can, please join that white, that downwind. You're awfully tight. Extend that out a little bit for me, please. Rock your wings for me. The white Skyhawk. White Skyhawk just south of the pits. Perfect. Thanks. I see that rock. You don't want to make that turn too early. There you go. There you go. That's looking much better now. Now join that right downwind for runway 27. Keep that downwind turn coming now. There we go. White Cessna, make that downwind turn. Perfect. You're going to be landing on the green dot today. White Cessna, make your right turn, right base turn, and beam the numbers. Point your nose at the orange dot then. And clear to land. Clear to land now on the green dot. Welcome to Adventure. So I've got a blue twin, white and blue twin gravel pits now. Rock your wing. It's like a white and blue twin. Perfect. Thanks. I see that rock. It's going to be runway 27, the green dot for you as well today. All aircraft inbound to Oshkosh via the railroad tracks. Keep it over the railroad tracks. Directly over the tracks, 1,800 feet, 90 knots up to the gravel pit. And then make your right downwind turn at the gravel pit. We'll pick you up by color and type. And welcome to Sim Venture. Thanks for joining us. And looks like the white and blue twin, right base turn, your discretion. You're clear to land on the green dot. Green dot. A white red Cessna approaching gravel pit, rock your wings. Like a white Skyhawk. Is that a white Skyhawk? The gravel pit, rock your wings. Is there a white Skyhawk on the frequency directly over the gravel pits now? White red Cessna looks like a Skyhawk directly over the gravel pits. Rock your wings. White Skyhawk. Midfield now. Rock your wings. All aircraft inbound the railroad tracks. Welcome, Sim Venture. Directly over those tracks now. Right over the tracks. Can't be left. Can't be right. Directly over the tracks. 1,800 feet and 90 knots. All the way to the gravel pits. Once you reach the gravel pits, right turn to join the downwind for runway 27. We'll pick you up there by your type and color. Sign you a dot for landing. After landing, we need you to make another right-hand turn over to the grassy surface. Follow the flagman over to the parking areas. And welcome to Sim Venture.
Ready to check.
Calling for radio checks, loud and clear.
Radio check.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1.
Loud and clear.
Thank you very much. And we're in Park Bravo, Sim Venture 2020. This is the last hour and a half, or hour, isn't it? I'll be doggone. All right, if you are talking or listening to me, please don't talk. I'll ask you if I want you to say something. Unfortunately, my wife treats me the same way. You're going to be following those railroad tracks northeastbound. You want to keep that downwind turn inside, south side of the gravel pit. That gravel pit's got to be off your left. If you're over that gravel pit, you're already too far out. Why? Because when you turn base, that's more distance you have to fly that we have to get people to sequence in around you. You want that gravel pit off your left. We're going to pick you up probably no earlier than midfield downwind. That's when you're going to get talked to. You can expect a really short approach. You want to fly that base leg pretty much over the FBO. And I've got a Skyhawk, midfield downwind, runway 27, give me a wing rock. Good wing rock there, Skyhawk. I want you to make a short approach. Oh, you want to turn your approach now? Outstanding. Do it. Do it. Start your base now. Clear to land 2-7. Green dot. Green dot. That'll give you a chance. Don't worry about the orange. Keep bending. Keep bending. Bring it around. Green dot. Green dot. Clear to land, Skyhawk. That's it. Fight for it. That's actually the perfect spot for the base. We love that base for the orange dot, but you got a little further north to give yourself a chance to make it. Being over that FBO, perfect spot. Once again, traffic coming up the railroad tracks. You want to keep that gravel pit off your left. Inside the gravel pit, south side, south side. We are going to pick you up about midfield downwind and work you from there. Roll it out on the runway. Once you got it under control, right turn at the grass. I am constantly amazed at the pilot reports of how smooth the right side of 2-7 is. It is amazing. The best arrival I ever saw was on 2-7. I was working at the Mukau out there, and I had this ancient-looking 1970-something orange and white Skyhawk come in. And I'm telling you what, man, he made the perfect short approach. He nails the orange dot. Wheels are up to speed. Flaps go to zero. He kicks it about 20 right, never touches the brake, whoosh, into the grass. He had a runway occupancy time, a runway touchdown to clear time, 5 or 6 seconds. It was insane. Okay, I got a red coming up and being the numbers for orange dot. Red there, a wide downwind, turn base now. Red something. Yeah, good wing rock, turn base now. Turn base now. Bring it around, bring it around. That's a Robin. Oh, that's the Robin? Oh, that's the yum guy. Yum guy. There you go. Bring it over that FBO. Tighten it up, tighten it up. Cut that corner, cut that corner. There you go, there you go. Orange dot clear to land. Rum guy. Rum guy. Yeah, I wish it was a rum guy. It's the yum guy. Good job, good job. All right, we got another Skyhawk coming into the pattern. Once again, I'm going to hit you about midfield downwind. We don't like to get too far beyond midfield. We've got a lot of stuff going on with jets and other things coming straight in from the center. If we get our downwind out over the lakeshore, we are fighting hard to get you back over the FBO on base. So the blue and green Cessna, you're going to widen out just a little bit. I think you're a little tight. If you widen out a little bit, it's going to make this turn easier. Go ahead and widen out. Yum guy, right turn to the grass, man. I know you can do better than that. Nice job. Good job, blue and green Cessna, midfield downwind. Give me a wing rock. I see you're listening to me, but we're going to practice that wing rock anyway. Beautiful, beautiful. There you go. Okay, now blue and green Cessna, I want you to start your base turn in 3, 2, 1 now. Start turning that base. Crank it over. Crank that base over. No easy, no soft turn. I want a hard turn here. That's what I want. See that FBO down and to your right? You actually want to fly over top of that when you're on that base leg. That building, that big building there off your right. That's right. Keep coming. Fight that corner. Clear to land 2-7, orange dot, right turn in the grass.
Are you referring to Cessna 30114?
All right, there's a 30114 calling me. Do you have an emergency?
Negative. I thought you were just talking to me.
That's okay. It's all good, man. Blue and green, you're turning into the grass, man. You are my hero. I love it when people go, oh, now you're down the runway. Right turn in the grass as soon as you can. Great job. Yeah, I see him. All right, if you're coming up those railroad tracks, do not descend. Do not descend until you are on the downwind. In fact, if you start your descent before midfield downwind, it's going to mess up with all kinds of stuff. You're going to get Air Force One in your windshield. We need a parts runway 2-7. You're going to get jets taken off. You're going to get all our high-performance stuff leaves runway 2-7. So if you're low off the departure end of 2-7, you are going to have somebody in your windshield really fast. All right, we got a Skyhawk entering the downwind. Yeah, right in there, right in there, right in there. Now square up, parallel your downwind. That's about the perfect spot. A little bit wider, a little bit narrower, depends on pilot skill, but that's really a good area. Don't widen out. Don't widen out. Bring it back. Bring it back, parallel the runway. Yellow and pink Skyhawk, midfield downwind, rock your wings. Yellow Skyhawk, there you go. Yellow and pink Skyhawk, turn base now, clear to land 2-7, orange dot. That's right, short approach, start that turn, turn. Don't go past the end of the runway. Square it up, come on, hard over, bring it around. Now you see, you get out there past the end of the runway, and now the guy behind you doesn't have a chance to make the same short approach. That big building off your right, that's pretty much where we want you to be on base at. You go right over that, and that works out well. Once again, we are looking for short approaches. Nice recovery, though. Nice recovery. Hit that dot. Get that dot, man. You can do it. You can do it. Tink. Tink. Nice. Right turn in the grass. Thanks for coming. Once again, if you're coming inbound from Fisk, you're going to follow those railroad tracks northeastbound. You're going to keep that downwind inside the gravel pit. If you are over the gravel pit, you're too far. If that gravel pit's off your right, You're too far. Inside the gravel pit, plan a short approach, a really short approach. That way we can fit you in between the jets and all the high-performance airplanes that everybody likes to see at Oshkosh that go flying at Oshkosh. They're all coming straight in. You're on a short approach fitting in between these guys. So you don't want to be on final any longer than you have to be, because these guys will catch you. And some of these guys are fighter jets. I don't think they've got their armament anymore, but you never know. If you're coming up those railroad tracks, just follow the railroad tracks. Make sure you turn the downwind inside the gravel pit. Watch for traffic departing off runway 27. If it's a normal guy, he's going to go probably below you. If it's a fast guy, you'll see his belly. And once you enter the downwind, we'll talk to you roughly midfield downwind. You want to prepare yourself for a super short approach. There's a building out there on the map labeled FBO. It's really the FBO terminal. If you can fly your base over that terminal for the orange dot, that's the perfect location. I've actually had guys come in on the taxiway out there, and they were littler. They were definitely slower, so they could make use of that slower airspeed. If you're coming in and you're fast, you need gear down, slow down, get down. You should already be at 90 knots. You should be at 1,500 feet by the time you enter that downwind. If you're not, you have the chance to go back and try it again. Gear down, slow down, down. And right in there is about where we'll reach out to you. White and yellow Skyhawk midfield downwind, rock your wings. Good wing rock, white and yellow Cessna. Make short approach, runway 27, clear to land, orange dot. Once again, if you fly your base over the FBO, hey, you're basing really early. You know what? I'll take it. Keep coming around, clear to land 27, green dot for the white and yellow Skyhawk. Don't worry about the orange, land at the green. Good job. I got a Baron out there, wide and fast. Baron, wide and fast, start a right turn for the base now. Turn base now. Baron, north of it. Turn base now. Baron, turn. Turn. There you go. Baron, 27, clear to land, orange dot. Don't worry, that guy ahead of you is no factor at all. Bring it right around. Don't square it up. Keep it nice and rolling. Use that 1432 as a cheat to come down here and angle in for runway 27. That's it. Oh, now you're helping me cut the corner. And when you do that, that takes time off your flight and mileage off your flight. So if I've got traffic coming straight in and you can do that, I can get you in the pattern. If you have to fly a square base to final, that makes it a lot harder. Good job, Baron. Orange dot, clear to land. Nice work. Traffic coming up those railroad tracks, you want to be sure you get inside the gravel pit. Don't go outside the gravel pit. Be sure that you can set up so that you can make a short approach. Ideally, for the single engines, we want everybody pretty much over that FBO terminal area. If you're a twin, I get you've got to be a little bit wider, a little bit longer, but you're also generally a little bit faster, so it's not as big an impact. But if you think you're going to go to the lakeshore and make your base turn, no, we will be barking at you for that. We don't start talking to you until about midfield downwind. There's just too much going on base, downwind, and final. Baron, midfield downwind, rock your wings. Nice rock, wing rock. Baron, runway 27, clear to land, orange dot. Orange dot for the Baron. Make short approach. If you can keep it, over the asphalt of the runway on base, man, you'd be awesome. Oh, you're cranking it around. If you want to crank it from there, that's fine. I'll tell you what, clear to land, green dot. Don't worry about the orange dot. Clear to land, green dot for the Baron on base. Baron, all the way down to the green dot. Don't worry about that orange dot. Nice job. I love it, these short approaches.
737, red, white, and blue, Fond du Lac.
A 737 at Fond du Lac? Wow. Yeah.
737 over Fond du Lac. You need to read the notum.
All right, here we go. Traffic coming in on the railroad tracks. You want to follow those railroad tracks and keep your downwind inside the gravel pit. Don't go north of the gravel pit. Don't go over the gravel pit. Stay south of the gravel pit as you're on the downwind. We're going to pick you up about midfield downwind and work you from there. We just aren't going to reach out too far from you. Far ahead, there's just too much that can happen. We get a lot of fast guys, the jets, all the military guys are coming straight in for runway 27. That's why we got to have you on that short approach. The longer you're on final, the longer you're at risk for them to catch you. And that's not fun. Now, don't turn your downwind too close. You want to be sure you've got enough room to let Air Force One depart straight off of runway 27 and all that wake turbulence he's going to generate. Yep, that's right. That, you keep going. You see that gravel pit up there? Now, what you want to do, and everybody's a little different, you got weight categories and all kinds of other stuff that you're taking into consideration, is figure out about how wide a downwind you need to make in order to make a super short approach. I don't need you any wider than you have to be for that short approach. If you need to be a little wider because skill set, weight and plane, you know, there's a bazillion different reasons, that's okay. But I need you in a position where you can make a short approach. Cherokee, I see you coming in really tight, baby. I hope you can do this. You're at the right speed. You're at the right location. Once again, we don't reach out to you until about midfield downwind. There's just too much else going on off the approach end of the runway for us to be looking that far ahead. And Cherokee, midfield downwind, rock your wings. Good wing rock, Cherokee. You can plan short approach. I'm going to call your base here momentarily. White Cherokee, abeam the orange dot, turn base now. Clear to land 2-7, orange dot. Right turn of the grass. It has been rolled smooth. I continually am amazed at how many pilots say it is awesome in the grass. Once again, traffic coming in over the railroad tracks, you want to keep that gravel pit off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If you're north of the gravel pit, you're really too far. We'll pick you up about midfield downwind, get a wing rock out of you, and get you started. And the Cherokee. Ah, he's got to float it. No, he's early. He's early. Ah, that's okay. See, now that's why. That's why we need you in closer. That wasn't a bad approach, but it wasn't the short approach. That big FBO building, that's where we want you. We want you flying pretty much over that when you're on the base. Right turn of the grass, Cherokee. Thanks for coming. We got more traffic coming to inbound over the railroad tracks. Keep that gravel pit off your left. Plan a very short approach. We want micro short approaches. If we can get everybody over the FBO, that single engine, on the base and put them on the orange dot or keep that FBO just off the right, that's ideal for us. The longer you're on final, the longer you're on the runway, the harder it is to mix with all of the jets and all the high-performance aircraft that are at Oshkosh in the first place. I got a red Dash 62, maybe, north of the orange dot. The red guy, north of the orange dot, turn base now. Turn base now, clear to land 2-7. Start that base. Forget the wing rock, just turn the base. Well, that's okay, that's okay. We got more people coming. Once again, we're not going to talk to you until it's about midfield on the downwind. There's too much going on off the end of the runway. We need minimum time on final on the runway, and that works best with a super short approach, and then you guys just get in the grass as fast as you can. The best arrival I ever saw was by a 1970 nothing orange and white Skyhawk. Hey, I got a red and white Cherokee, midfield now one, rock your wings. Red and white Cherokee, give me a wing rack there. Rock 'em, back and forth. Great job, great job. I'm going to call your base here in about 3, 2, 1. Red and white Cherokee, turn base now. Clear to land 2-7, orange dot. Turn it over, bring it over, bring it over. Come on, hard. Bring it. Maybe there's a little delay in there. I might have to retime it with the computers. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, use 1432. Use those visual checkpoints to help you line up. Absolutely. Use all those cheats. Because the only thing that matters is hitting the orange dot and getting off the runway. Oh, you're doing good. No, you're doing good. Keep fighting. We're ducking on the moo cow out there. We're ducking. Red and white Cherokee, all right. Way to fight for it, man. Way to fight for it. A right turn in the grass, not the left turn, a right turn in the grass. And welcome to the show. Thanks for coming, man. That was fun.
Oh, that was fun.
All right, here we go. We got more people coming up the railroad tracks. You're going to enter the right downwind for runway 2-7. You're going to keep that downwind leg inside the gravel pit. If you are over the gravel pit, you're too far. If that gravel pit's off your right, you're too far. You need to position on the downwind, and it's a little different for every plane, pilot skills, weight loads, all that fun stuff. But we want a super short approach. We want as little time on final and on the runway as possible. We got all kinds of jets, all the high performance guys for the air show come in on 2-7. So if you are flying a mile and a half final to get down to the runway, that's time that they don't have in order to come in and land. And who do you think is going to get priority? The guy who's burning 20 gallons a minute or the guy who's burning a gallon every 20 minutes? Oh, let's see. The orange dot. If you guys look at the maps, it's labeled as FBO on my map. It's like the FBO terminal building. If we can get the little guys to come over that FBO terminal building or have it just off their right side, that's ideal. If we can get you over that building, man, it is an awesome spot. Because for the little guys, the base turn to there works out really well for the orange dot. And if you go a little long, it's not a big deal. Did we lose somebody there on the down? Traffic coming in for the railroad tracks. Follow those railroad tracks northeast. Be sure you keep your eyes open for traffic departing off of runway 27. Little guys will probably go under you. The big guys are going to go over you, so you can wave to Air Force One as he goes out. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. You don't want to be over the gravel pit. You don't want that gravel pit off your right. You want it off your left. If you go past the gravel pit, it's too far. Plan for a micro approach, a super, super short approach. You basically want to be kind of over the FBO terminal building there on the downwind leg in order to make it turn. Oh, I got somebody popped up out there over the lake. Looks like it's Seneca. Seneca over the lake. If you're with me, turn direct the numbers. Turn direct the numbers. Don't square it up. I want you to bring it straight to the numbers. 27, clear to land, orange dot. That was a really cool radar evading equipment maneuver you did there, dude. That was awesome.
No, I got disconnected. And
no worries, man. No worries. Seneca. All right. Well, you've got the easiest lineup. You've got the custom deluxe Cadillac Smooth Ride arrival. Nail the orange dot, man. Clear land 27 orange dot, right turn of the grass. Nail that orange dot. Once again, traffic coming into the downwind. We're not going to talk to you till about midfield downwind. There's just too much going on out there on basin final. One of the things that you want to keep in mind is that we need you on a super short approach. The least amount of time on final and the runway we can have with you is the best. And that's because we got a lot of fast guys out there coming straight in. We can't S-turn them. A lot of them are coming in IFR, and we just get hamstrung if we get you too far out. Now, white Cessna coming up, a beam the orange dot, turn base now. See that FBO building? Put your base over the FBO building, clear to land 27, orange dot, right turn into the grass. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's it. That's exactly what we're talking about. If you can hit that every time, I can't tell you how much easier our jobs are. We've had planes come in that are super light on the other side, the west side of that FBO building. And, man, they make that right-hand turn on the final and nail the orange dot. They got to be local guys, man, because they get to practice that. Good job. Right turn in the grass. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming, guys. Once again, coming up the railroad tracks, you're going to enter the right downwind for runway 27. Watch for departures. Some will go under. Some will go over. We'll try to give you the heads up if it's a jet going out there, because they can be really noisy and wake everybody up. You're going to turn inside that gravel pit on the downwind. You're going to keep it off your left side. If you go over the gravel pit, you're too far. If you go to if the gravel pit's off your right, you're way too far. Plan for a super short approach. We need a short approach because we need as short a time on final and on the runway as we can get. We've got lots of fast guys, all of the air show performers, all of the big jets, all the IFR that center and tower approach, or rather feeds us. It's all coming straight in for 27. We got to mingle it. The easiest way to mingle that is the shortest time on final and runway, and that's a short approach. So if you get strung out to the lakeshore, you know, now we're fighting. We're fighting hard to get you back for that short approach. If you look on those maps, there's like an FBO building out there. There's FBO terminal building. That's kind of the target area you want to be on the base. And we've got somebody entering the downwind. You're on a real close downwind. Once again, plan the short approach. I hear all kinds of people out there. All right, we got a gray and black midfield downwind. Give me a wing rack there. Gray and black midfield downwind. Give me a wing rack. Nice wing rack, gray and black. Once again, traffic coming up the railroad tracks. You want to keep that gravel pit off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, you're really too far. Gray and black, abeam the orange dot. Turn base now, clear to land 27, orange dot. Turn that base, gray and black, now. Turn that base. Yeah. See that building that's kind of low off your right? That's the target building you want to be kind of over. Now, but like I said, the local guys fly it on the other side of the building, but they get to practice a lot. I got a white Cirrus midfield downwind, rock your wings. I got a blue Baron coming up on midfield downwind. Rock your wings. Gray and black, nice job. Once again, right turn in the grass as soon as you can. I got a Cirrus, abeam the orange dot. Cirrus, abeam the orange dot on downwind. Turn base now. Cirrus, turn base now. Turn base now, Cirrus. Clear to land 27 orange dot. Turn the base, Cirrus. Baron, I'm going to take you out for about another 10 seconds. I know you got the Cirrus out there. I want to get a little space with him. Baron, turn base now. Cirrus on base, clear to land, green dot, all the way down to the green dot, clearing dot, green dot for the Cirrus, all the way down. Baron, that's it, come on around on the base. It's going to work out great. Baron, 27, clear to land, orange dot. That's it, Cirrus, all the way around. Baron, nice job, Baron. Sirius, if you could put it on the ground, a right turn in the grass anytime is great. Baron, you're squaring it up beautifully. Nice job. Clear to land 2-7. Put it down on the numbers. Yep, yep. Go ahead and put it down, Baron. Go ahead and put it down. Good job. Good job. Nice job, everybody. Sirius, right turn of the grass. Baron, beautiful job. Nice recovery. Thanks for the help. Right turn of the grass. Thanks for coming to the show. Traffic coming up over the railroad tracks. You're going to have the right downwind for runway 27. Keep that gravel pit off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, it's too far. If that gravel pit's off your right, it's really too far. We're going to reach out to you about midfield downwind and start working you from there. It's just too much to look over my shoulder to the left while I'm watching all of the jets and all the fast guys coming straight in for runway 27. The best way to handle everybody on 27 is to keep the little guys as short a time on final and the runway as possible to make sure we've got enough room for when the big guys come in, we're not in their way and nobody's playing tag on the runway. And we got somebody coming up. It's just a tad early, but we're going to do it anyway. Looks like there's a Skyhawk midfield downwind to rock your wings. Good wing rock, Skyhawk. What we're doing with that wing rock is just making sure you're on frequency. If we don't get that wing rock out of here, we're usually yelling for somebody to switch you, and we're trying to get you over. It does happen. It's not very often, but it does happen. Pink and white Skyhawk, turn base now. Turn your base now. Clear to land 27, orange dot. Base, base, base. See that big building off your right? That's labeled as FBO. It's really the FBO terminal area. When you are on base, you want to be kind of over that building. So you see how you're getting out past the asphalt for 27? That's a little too far. We really want you inside closer than that. So go ahead and keep wrapping it around. Cut the corner. Don't square the base. Yeah, use that 1432. Absolutely. Use that 1432. Use the visual cues you've got to help you out. Down 1432, still clear to land 27, orange dot. You should be able to nail that orange dot, dude. You've got it. You've got it. You've got it. You can do it. I was looking for the altitude switch. I couldn't tell. It was pretty close, though. Nice job, though, for the Skyhawk. A right turn to the grass. Right turn to the grass just as soon as you can. The best arrival I ever saw. I think I started this story a couple of times. An orange and white 1970 nothing original paint job Skyhawk. The guy came in. He did the inside turn of the FBO. He made this micro approach, and he nailed the orange dot. He nails the orange dot. The wheels come up to speed, flaps go to zero, 20 degrees right, and basically never touches the brake and just goes off the runway. His time physically on the runway was 5 or 6 seconds. Best arrival I have ever seen at Oshkosh, period.
That was fun. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hope to do it for real one day.
Well, you can come up this year and do it. It's going to be busy, though. Be ready for that. If you think this is busy, I think this Oshkosh is going to break all kinds of records.
I hope so. People deserve it.
Hey, question. What is the 1432?
1432 is a closed runway. They use it for parking and displays and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Traffic coming inbound from Fisk. Follow those railroad tracks northeastbound. You're going to turn the downwind inside the gravel pit. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, you're really too far. We want to position you for a really short approach, a micro approach for runway 27. There's a building out there labeled FBO. It's an FBO terminal. If you're a little guy, we'd really like you kind of over that on the base. That minimizes your time on final and the runway. We've got a lot of jets and all kinds of other stuff that are out there straight in for runway 27 that we're trying to mix everybody into. And the shorter time we have you on final on the runway is the better. If you're out there to the lakeshore, believe me, we are fighting to get that base back in as close as we can. And that can be a really hard fight sometimes. Once again, traffic coming inbound from Fisk. Follow those railroad tracks northeast. Watch for the departures off of runway 27. Some will be over, some will be under you. You're going to turn the downwind inside the gravel pit. You want that gravel pit off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, you're a bit too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, you're really too far. You want to position and be set up for a super short approach. You're going to see a building out there that's labeled like FBO Terminal. On the little guys, now the twins and stuff, you're going to go a little further. I get that. But the little guys, we'd really like you over that FBO or pretty much as close to it as we can. We want to get your time on final and on the runway down to as short a period of time as we can. And we won't reach out to you till about midfield down when most of our focus is out there on the base and the final. So it's usually right around here. Okay, we got a white and yellow. Looks like velocity out there. Midfield downwind. Give me a wing rock. Nice wing rock, white and yellow velocity. You can plan your base turn here momentarily. Once again, traffic entering the pattern. You want to keep that gravel pit off your left. You want to be prepared for the short approach. Velocity, turn base now. Turn base now. Clear to land 27, orange dot. I took you a little long there. You should be able to nail this one. Got traffic entering the pattern. You're really close. Be ready for that super short approach. We want a short, short approach. If you can't make the short approach because you're too close to the runway, you need to widen out your downwind just a little bit. Yep, there you go. Use all those physical cues you can. Everything you can to make it work for you. Use them. I don't know. You can take it down to the green dot if you want. Are you going to do it? Oh, you are going to do it. Ooh, nah. Okay, we got white and blue midfield downwind. Give me a wing rock. White and blue on the midfield downwind. Give me a wing rock. Midfield downwind. There's the wing rock. That wing rock, I want you to turn base now. Turn base now. Clear to land 27. Orange dot. Bring it around. Bring it around. Traffic entering the pattern. Once again, you want to keep that gravel pit off your left. Plan for a super short approach. We need to keep your time on final and the runway as short as possible with fast traffic that comes straight in. If you get out to the lakeshore, we are fighting really, 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 really hard to get that base in close. And, oh, that looked close. That might have been a nail on the orange dot. It was kind of hard to tell. Nice job. Right turn to the grass as soon as you can for the arriving traffic. I got a red and white Cherokee approaching the midfield downwind. Give me a wing rock. Good wing rock, Cherokee. Tighten up your downwind a little bit. Looks like you're going wide. You want to tighten. Watch your heading. Parallel the runway. You want to bring it back a little bit. Again, every little quarter mile or tenth of a mile that you fly out, you got to fly back. And with fast traffic straight in, if you get too wide, it gets really hard to try and figure out how you're going to fit. White and red Cherokee, turn base now. Turn base now. Runway 27, clear to land, orange dot. Start that base. Turn the base. Turn the base. Turn, turn, turn. Short approach. Short approach. Bring it around. Yep, use that 5-2-3, whatever you need. Use whatever visual cues are out there to help cut the corner. Because if you cut the corner and don't fly it square, you help save distance and time. And that's the whole game, man. That's the whole game. Yep, right down that runway. Don't land on the FBO. They won't like that. Okay, you're pointing at the orange dot, the red and white Cherokee. What I want you to do is clear to land 27, green dot. So you get a chance to turn down the runway, take it all the way to the green dot. This happens all the time. Power, 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 down to the green dot. Red and white Cherokee, power, 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 down to the green dot. Power, power, don't touch down, don't touch down. There's a twin behind you. There's a twin behind you. All the way down to the green dot. A little power, land green dot, all the way down. Don't touch down, don't touch down, don't touch down. Green dot, green dot, green dot. Good job. That happens all the time, and it happens just that fast. Everything looks good, and all of a sudden, whoa, here we go. Right turn to the grass. Don't taxi too long. I do have a story. The best arrival I ever saw was the Cessna hit the orange dot and was off the runway in like 5 or 6 seconds. It was amazing. Traffic coming in over the railroad tracks. You want to go northeast? You're going to turn the downwind inside the gravel pit. That gravel pit's going to be off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, you're really too far. Plan for a super short approach. The whole key to this is minimum time on final and runway so we can fit all the jets, the IFR traffic, everybody who's faster and bigger in as well. If you're out there at the lakeshore making your turn to final, believe me, we are fighting tooth and nail to get that base in really close again. So be sure you practice for that short, short, short approach. Traffic coming in from Fisk, follow those railroad tracks northeastbound. You're going to watch for departures coming off of runway 27. Some are going to go under you. There's going to be a few that go over you. You can wave to Air Force One as you come in. Keep that gravel pit as you turn to the downwind off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If your gravel pit is off your right, you're really too far. We're going to pick you up probably no earlier than about midfield downwind, get a wing rock from you, and figure out what we're going to do with you. Normally, we're going to plan a super short approach. We want as short a time on final and runway as we can get. I heard somebody go, dang, I hope it's still out. We get jets, all the IFRs, all the air show performers, all those jets that everybody loves to come in and see, they use 27. So we're sharing time on the runway with all of these really fast guys, these really high performers. So the shorter time we have with you on final than the runway, the easier it is to get everybody else in. I'm coming inbound for runway 27 at Oshkosh. Follow those railroad tracks. Stay over them. We get it's hard to fly over them, especially as you get in closer to the airport. You got helicopters out there off your right. You got all kinds of flying monkeys on the south end. Be over the railroad tracks. Keep the gravel pit off your left as you turn to the downwind. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, really too far. Plan for a super short approach. We get all kinds of fast traffic that's coming straight in at us. The easiest way for us to handle it is to keep the time where you're on final and on the runway as short as possible. That way we can get a lot of people in, a lot of cycles done, and still get the fast guys in. All those air show performers, all the jets, all the bigwigs, they all come in on 2-7. As you're making that turn for the downwind, don't expect anything until roughly midfield downwind. That's pretty much the point where we're going to start to try and talk to you. Definitely by the time you're near the numbers for runway 27, we will be talking to you. There's a big building there on the map that's labeled FBO. It's kind of the FBO terminal. That's kind of the area that you want to be on when you're doing your base. If you can be over that area on base to land at the orange dot, that works out really, really well. So you need to practice that short approach, that super short approach. And I got a Skyhawk midfield right now and give me a wing rock. Good wing rock there, Skyhawk, and that's absolutely right. It's all about location. Forget about the type. Colors are kind of dynamic. Skyhawk on downwind, turn base now. Turn base now, clear to land 2-7, orange dot, right turn to the grass. Yep, you see it. That's right. That's absolutely right. That's that building. Now, if you're overloaded, if you're coming in heavy, we get it. You've got to be a little wider. You've got to be a little slower, all that stuff. We get it. But this is the practice that really helps. And absolutely, use the runway. Use the concrete. Use whatever you can to help you line up. Cut that corner. It doesn't have to be square. Yeah, there you go. Don't worry about being square on your corner to final, man. Again, the shortest time, and the shortest time is if you take it at a 45 to come in and nail it, we're good. Oh, look at that. Oh, you're just short. Just short. Ow, right turn to the grass, almost. Once again, traffic coming up the railroad tracks, you're going to enter the right down when you're going to keep that gravel pit off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, you're really too far. We'll pick you up about midfield downwind, like right now. Skyhawk midfield downwind, runway 27, rock your wings. Cessna midfield downwind, runway 27, rock your wings. Skyhawk, beam the orange dot. Turn base now, runway 27, clear to land. Yep, I saw the wing rock. I need you on base. Skyhawk, right base now. Turn the base. Bring it around. Come right down that runway, that 523-131. Use whatever you can. The FBO, cut the corner. Don't square it up. Bring it around. That's it. Don't try to line up out there on the overrun or over the grass. That's right. Right for the numbers, runway 27. No, you're going too far. Come on back. Fight for it. All the way down to the green dot. Don't worry about the orange dot. 2-7, green dot now for the Skyhawk that's on final. Skyhawk on final. I see the wing rock. Don't wing rock me. Go ahead and put it on the green dot. Forget the orange dot. Green dot. Yeah, there you go. That's it. You got it. Nail that green dot and then a right turn of the grass. Nice recovery. All right, we got a, looks like a Baron midfield downwind, runway 2-7. Give me a wing rock. Baron midfield downwind runway. There's the wing rock for the Baron. We're going to do the short approach with you as well. I'm going to give you just a little bit of extra, though, because I realize you're a Baron. I'm going to try to give you that orange dot shot I know you're shooting for. Baron on downwind to beam the numbers. Turn base now. Now. Just give me one big round turn to final. Don't square it up. Bring it all the way around. Clear to land 2-7. Orange dot. Nail that orange dot. Yes, I love that turn. Yep, come on right down. Use 523-14. Use any kind of visual cue on the runway to help you get this lined up. Yes. Yes, that's it. And looks like we got yum, midfield downwind, runway 2-7, give me a wing rock. Good wing rock, yum. You see the FBO building labeled out there? For little guys like you, that's exactly where we want your base. Turn base now, red robin, clear to land 2-7, orange dot, runway 2-7, I think I said that twice. Bring it around, come on, robin, turn. Don't go too wide. That's it. Round the turns, no squares, cut the corner. The more corners you guys cut, the less time you've got on final and runway, the more jets and stuff we can get in without messing everybody up. If you guys go out to the lakeshore and fly final all the way in, that's a lot of time on final. We got a big build big holes for the jets. Man, it's easy for me to say. All right, black and yellow, midfield downwind, rock your wings. Black and yellow, midfield downwind, rock your wings. Good wing rock there. Black and yellow, you can plan a short approach. Plan a short approach for runway 27. I got a blue and white coming up midfield downwind. Give me a wing rock. Black and yellow, I see you starting your base. That's fine, sir. Start the base now. Clear to land runway 27. Orange dot. Over the FBO building, that's exactly where you want to be. The little guys that are local, they actually have the FBO building off their left because they get to practice. Blue and white, I see the wing rock out there. I'm going to start you on the base now. Start your base now. Runway 27. Clear to land orange dot. It's very common to have somebody in the base turn, midfield base, and base to final all at the same time. What was he going to do it? That looks good for the yellow. Blue and white, you got the gauntlets thrown down. Did he? Yeah, I think he did. Blue and white, I think he nailed it. Blue and white, clear to land. Orange dot, 2-7. Don't forget a right turn of the grass. It's been rolled smooth. Like I said, I had a Skyhawk land. 5 or 6 seconds on the runway was all it took for him to get down and get off. Best I've ever seen. Traffic coming up from the railroad tracks. You're going to keep that gravel pit on the downwind off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, you're really too far. Plan a super short approach. The way we get all the jets and all the fast guys in on 2-7 is by having you guys on final and on the runway a short, short period of time. Unlucky, we've got more players coming in. Dun, 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 dun. We won't reach out to you before about midfield downwind. If we're talking to you when you're entering the downwind, it's because there's a problem somewhere we're trying to solve it. Cherokee, midfield downwind, 2-7, rock your wings. Cherokee, there's the wing rock. Okay, I got two wing rocks. So the Cherokee is the one abeam the FBO. You see that FBO labeled on the map? Cherokee, turn base now. Turn base now. Ideally, we want you on base over that FBO or just a little off your right. The guys who do this all the time keep it off their left. Clear land 2-7, orange dot, Cherokee. That's it. Cut the corner. Every little bit of time you save on final. Don't square anything up. Keep it nice and round all the way around. I think that's a legacy up there that was following the Cherokee. I'm going to have you turn your base right now. Start your base now. Runway 2-7, clear to land, orange dot. Don't worry about the Cherokee. Come on, Legacy. Bring it around. Bring it around. That's it. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. This is perfect. This is perfect. And yeah, it's all good. All right, this is perfect because what happens is, Legacy, if you don't worry about it, bring it in. Bring it in. Because if you catch him, we'll just tell the Cherokee if he's taxiing, exit the runway immediately. Or if he's airborne, that's where we tell him, power, power, power. Cherokee, exit right now. Get in the grass right now. Make the turn. Grass, 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 right now. Cherokee, grass, grass, grass. Boom. Just like that.
Nice.
That happens in real life all the time. There we go. Traffic coming up the railroad tracks for runway 2-7. You're going to have a right-hand downwind. You're going to keep that gravel pit off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, you're really too far. Plan for a super short approach for runway 2-7. We get all the jets, all the performers, all the high-performance stuff used 2-7. The way we can make this all work is by keeping your time on final and on the runway as short as possible. So if you're turning your base at the shoreline, believe me, we are fighting to get that base in really, really close. Because if we're out at the shoreline, that's a lot of flight time, and working the jets in between you there, really, really, really hard. Looks like we have the next contestant entering the downwind. It's a little early. Once again, we only reach out about midfield downwind. There's just too much going on off the end of the runway and on the base. That's where our attention is probably at least 80% of the time. And it looks like we got a silver RV midfield right downwind. Rock your wings. Silver RV on right downwind 2-7. Rock your wings. Good wing rock, silver RV, turn base now. Start your base now, start on down. Clear to land 2-7, orange dot. Start the base, turn base. Base, base, base. Make that turn, make that turn. Turn the base, 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 base. Absolutely, cut the corner, don't square it up. If you can use that 5-2-3, 14-32, any kind of visual cues you can to cut the base, bring it around, bring it around, bring it around. Come on, keep turning, keep turning, keep turning, keep turning. Now, in reality, that's way too long a final. Keep fighting for it, though. Bring it back to the runway. That's it. That's it. Keep fighting. Never quit. Never quit. Good recovery. Good recovery. Back to the runway. Back to the runway. You can do this. You can do this. You can even hit the orange dot, man. You can nail it. Keep it going. You got it. You got it. Keep fighting. I don't know. I couldn't tell. The altitude didn't change. Nice recovery there, RV. Right turn of the grass. Right turn of the grass as soon as you can. I got a Baron coming up on midfield downwind. You're a little wide to get the Baron. You might need a little extra space. Give me a wing rock. Baron on the downwind coming up midfield. There's the wing rock for the Baron. Once again, I'm going to have a short approach for you. You'll see that building out there labeled FBO. You're definitely going to need to have that building off your right. The little guys that are slower single engine can take that building, and sometimes the local guys will actually be on the keep that building on their left. So the Baron on downwind. Turn base now. Turn base now, the Baron. Runway 2-7, clear to land, orange dot. That's it. That's it. Bring it around. Bring it around. Short approach. Bring it around. Don't take it out too far. If you see that, if you're over that lakeshore out there, you are way too far. Even the Barons, you guys got to be able to make that short approach. I give you more room than the little guys, but if you're out at the lakeshore, you're way too far. Absolutely. Cut that corner. Keep that turn coming. Nice round turn all the way around. Absolutely. By cutting that corner, you're reducing that space. I love that. I love that. That's what helps save the day when it gets a little wide like that. Beautiful job. 2-7, orange dot, clear to land. Nice recovery, dude. Traffic coming up the railroad tracks. You're in the right downwind for runway 27. You're going to keep that gravel pit off your left. If you're over the gravel pit, you're too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, you're really too far. We'll pick you up about midfield downwind. We don't reach beyond or ahead of that because all of our attention is mostly on the base and final. We'll probably get a wing rock out of you, and you can plan a very short approach. Very short approach. There's a building out there labeled FBO. It's an FBO terminal building. For the little guys, we'd really like to have you over that or right next to that, pretty much as close as you can. We get the twins and stuff are going to go a little long, but do not expect to get the lakeshore. If you're at the lakeshore, you are way, 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 way too far for us. And I have heard, easy for me to say, I have received official word that AirVenture will be closing in roughly 10 minutes, 10 minutes. Yeah, we're going a little long. I think we've got some people on the tracks trying to come in. It's all good.
Great work, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope it helped.
Thank you. Y'all are doing great.
Sound exactly like the real guys.
I did the real thing for many years.
You did this, sir?
Traffic inbound from Fisk for 27. You're going to follow those railroad tracks northeastbound. You're going to make the turn for the downwind inside the gravel pit. If the gravel pit's off your left, that's where it's supposed to be. If you're over the gravel pit, it's too far. If the gravel pit's off your right, it's really too far. Now we get the twins and stuff like that. May need a little extra room. That's not a big deal. But you can plan a super short approach. 27 is the runway where we meld the big jets, the fast jets, all that stuff with the little guys. The way that it works best is to have a short period of time where you're on final and on the runway. So if you're turning a mile, mile and a half final, that jet flies a lot of distance in the same amount of time it takes for you to get that runway. That just makes it hard all the way around. So plan that super short approach. The shorter time you have on final and runway, the better.
You're going to do this real world this year?
I'm sorry, say again?
You're doing this real world this year?
No, I've been retired for about 3 years. This is my first time doing it since then. So a little rusty, a little rusty.
All right, doing great.
Thank you.
I want to send you greetings from Hungary in Europe. Thank you, sir, for your help. It's been a pleasure.
Hungary and you're up. Wow, you're up late. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much from Las Vegas.
Thank you. It was really fun. You did a very, very great job. It was for me the first time. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
You know what? Las Vegas, I love you. I know people out there who are working the tower. If you're flying out of Las Vegas Airport,